want to talk about the video I posted yesterday. So today's Monday, so the video I posted Sunday night.
Okay.
It was the video where we spoke about the value. So just to recap, we spoke about that a man is born. No, actually, we spoke about a woman is born with her value already given to her, and a man is born with almost no value, or no, with no value, or practically at a negative value. And a woman spends her whole life trying to maintain that value, whereas a man spends his entire life trying to attain that value. And we ended it with, it was just a small clip, and we ended it with the end result is a high value man who has to earn and main and keep a high value woman. That was the premises of the video. Now the comments, they kind of lost their minds. So the men agreed because I started the video by saying this is something you've always taught me, and it's a male experience that women will not understand.
Tell me how many men at the age of 18 you met that were pursued by other creatures, men, women, or aliens, to convince them just to come and be around them and share my wealth, share my history, share my legacy, and I'm all at your disposal just because you are there. How many men had such an amazing experience?
Unless it's like old money or someone wants you for...
And how many young women are being given such an opportunity daily?
Yeah, almost all. And then one of the girls commented, that's not true. We work so hard. We have to get a degree. And we also have to destroy our bodies to give birth. Number one, you completely misunderstood the premise of the video, which is fine. Number two, I answered her by saying, I'm speaking to my father who's sharing his male experience. And also, it's unfortunate that you would say we need to do those things and destroy our body rather than we're so blessed and lucky to bring life and also be entrepreneurs. You know what I mean? You have the ability to do it all. So then she responded with a ha ha ha. Because this is what happens, you know, when you're fighting with your boyfriend on a text and he says something true and you're just like, ha ha ha, okay. It's just because you don't know what to say. So she started with ha ha ha. Nothing's funny with what I said. No, we're so lucky. Like the choice of words to me is very important. I don't say, oh my God, I have to go film today. It's, oh my God, I get to go film today. These are really important words. So to me, God help whoever marries you, girl, because if you're gonna give birth to his baby and just say, I destroyed my body to give birth to your legacy, and then you're gonna make your kids feel like, I destroyed my body to give birth to you, guilt-tripping, trauma-dumping, you are one of the worst people to be around. You are literally one of the worst people to frequent.
The antithesis of logic is emotional bursts. Whenever there is a big explosion of emotions, logic goes out of the door.
I'll add to that. I think also, no, liars fear the truth more than anything. And by liar, I don't just necessarily mean you're consciously being a pathological liar. You could be lying to yourself by, no, I get my value, for example, in this case, from having obtained my degree. Your value didn't come from that. It added to your intellect, discipline, life experience. But your value is not tied to, for example, that degree you got. But if you lie to yourself, because that's what it is, you're lying to yourself to convince yourself of that, you will hate nothing more than the truth. Liars hate the truth.
True.
So the emotional outburst comes from what?
Fear.
But from what?
Fear of the light, fear of logic.
The truth, that's what I'm saying. So if you're lying...
Fear of the truth or fear of temptation?
Well, what does the truth... Why the truth is always being manifested as a mirror in front of you. Like we always say, you see yourself in the truth.
Oh, wait, just to, because I don't know if they picked up what Neetu said, that is it fear of the truth or is it fear of confrontation, right? Yeah. Is that what you asked? If you know, So the fear of confrontation is a tricky one, because you see a lot of people who have the worst stances in the world over the most illogical things, but they're ready to confront and fight, and you see that crazy look in their eyes, right? To me, if you reach that balance of, no, I'm confident in what I'm saying, not out of emotion, like that crazy stance I was just giving the example of, but out of statistics, facts. And it's not just statistics, facts, and studies. Look at society today. You know, the truth is in front of us. You see it. So if I'm confident in what I'm saying, I'll confront anyone. And they might take it as confrontation. They might take me saying my video as confrontation. But it's not. I'm just speaking the truth. And they'll take it as you're fighting me.
It is being a human nature. And it is actually a human plague that we always fought against anyone who tries to change our set of minds or set of thoughts.
The example is all the prophets.
The prophets, the people who came and with major missions. And in reality, the one who is trying to show you that there is something maybe crooked or awkward in the way you think is actually giving you the biggest bliss and gift, because simply you carrying your own demise.
Yeah.
But immediately we react with anger.
I think in psychology they call it cognitive resonance, right? When you struggle to...
to see the obvious.
In simple terms, yeah. When you struggle... sure, we'll go with actually, yes. Simple terms, yes. I want to address another one of the comments that was left. It was, I don't know if she's a mother or not, but from the comment, it is understood that she is a mother. And she said, wait until you give birth to a son and then tell me men have no value. So number one, I'm not talking about the value of his life. If we want to be personally, every life has value. That being said, not everyone agrees with what I said. There are people out there that actually don't care about human life. This exists. Number two, your son, yes, is the most important thing in the world to you. As a good mother, that's the norm. You should be willing to die for your son. Mama bear mode comes out. I'm with you. But guess what? The world doesn't give a crap about your son. They don't care that he's your son. They don't care that Absolutely. You carried him 9 months in your stomach. Absolutely. They don't care that you went through 36 hours of delivery. Because unless you instill in him the values and discipline and mentality of genuine manhood, where he needs to be a provider, he needs to work, he actually needs to study and protect, provide, all of these things, the world doesn't care about him. Not only that, other men will chew him up and spit him out.
Absolutely.
That is the reality of it.
That is so the reality.
We teach women certain things in order to succeed in life, but they're not the same things we teach men in order for them to succeed in life, because men amongst men is very different than women amongst women.
I have met this in few families. In mine in specific, it was very clear. Although I had a single son, he was treated always different from the girls.
Yeah.
And by different,
he not
was
better.
Not pampered, he was not spoiled, he was pushed to carry responsibility, to put his sisters ahead of him, to even when he used to fight, I would always stand with you, and I know you were wrong.
Yeah.
And when he come
to me... I
don't
know what you're talking about, I'm never wrong.
And when he come to me and said, but this is not fair, I would say, wait till you become a man and you will thank me.
Yeah. Multiple things, but in the simplest terms, is a woman is born with her femininity. She's born with her place in society. She's born with men will want to chase you and acquire your hand and provide for you, regardless of anything.
Look at...
simplest... Go ahead. No, actually, you go ahead.
No, but please, go ahead.
I was going to say, and it doesn't discredit the fact that you did go to college for 4 years and become a lawyer and when a man asks for your hand in marriage, he's not asking you what degree did you get from college. He doesn't care. If he married you and you were working while you were married and you lost your job, a man's not going to divorce you because you lost your job. With a woman, show me how long you'll wait when he's unemployed for 10 years. Honestly, show me how long you'll wait. Not only that, I'll give the example of Dubai Blink, Safa, and bismillah, what's his name, Fahad, yes. Okay, such a sweet man, so in love with her, and they genuinely seem in love. Dad, you won't understand this reference. A lot of people will be like, you don't, right? Yeah. He's I think he's from India. He's a larger dude, very, very successful. And he married a stunning young Iraqi woman, okay? And a lot of the comments will say, oh, she's just with him for his money. So even when a dude who's maybe not the standard good-looking that people decided is very successful and works hard and loves his woman and provides for her, you're still finding a reason as to why she married him. It's for his money. You guys are saying it yourselves. And that if he loses his money, she'll leave him. So even with all of his success, you're still valuing it at his money and not his... Do you get what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
You know, like even then you'll still fight it. Oh, she's just with him for his money. But you can clearly see they actually love each other. She loves him. She had two of his... You know what I mean? She gave birth to two of his daughters.
Do you know why nature does not lie?
Why?
Because it's the pure manifestation of God we see.
Okay.
And that's why in a lot of... So they confuse nature to God. But nature is a manifestation of that godly...
You mean like when they call it Mother Nature?
Yes.
Okay.
And nature taught us that the female is way more precious than the male. A society can regenerate itself if we have few females, 100 of them maybe, and few men. But what would happen if we have 100 men and 2 women? Men will kill each other.
To get them, yeah.
And then women will die in the process.
True.
The society is gone. And we have examples. There was one woman trapped with, I don't know how many soldiers on an island, on the second, a Japanese woman on an island, on one of those. And men actually savagely killed each other one after other just to reach her.
Yeah.
Society will just, we as human race will be eliminated.
Yeah.
It's a different value. And it's significantly higher than a male value. And it's, if you think that is gives me pleasure to say, I am a male, supposedly.
Supposedly.
But I recognize the value of a woman. I recognize the value of a female human, yeah, from birth. It's so different. And it's so intrinsically higher than a male value. Now, you might come to society, this and that, and the effect, that's different.
My friend DM'd me today, and she's like, I went through the comments, and I'm so surprised. Why are the girls mad? I'm telling you, you're born with your value. If someone said that to me, I'd be so happy. But what I'm surprised by is that they weren't triggered by you spend your whole life trying to maintain it. This is what they completely let go of, that part. And I'm very surprised that they didn't focus on it. Because guess what? I am absolutely talking about your virtue. I am talking about sleeping around. I am talking about who and what you waste your time and energy with. I am talking about the circles you keep around you or keep yourself in. I'm talking about all of these things.
Got offended because Baba was explaining.
I love how she calls you Baba. This is so adorable. I'm gonna cry. That's so precious.
Because he is.
He is.
He is.
Okay, I'm not gonna cry. Okay, keep going, girl.
So when Baba was explaining, like, you know, how men would fight for just that one woman, and how we can't further society without women.
Mm-hmm.
Would you then reduce the value of a woman just to that thing?
No.
Furthering society?
No, of course not. And he would never. Maybe. Otherwise,
because
the woman sitting in front of him is his daughter. And if I'm not living proof that he does not think that. But if you want to go back to basics.
What if that is why people got offended?
But that wasn't the commentary. So if they had said that, for example, oh, are we just made for breeding? I would have been like, where in the video did I say it?
Where would I accept that?
That's not what he's saying. But if you want to go back to basics of that's, but us being able to bring in life. So here, I think it's the lens which we choose to look at it from, you know? So if I take what you said and just go like, oh, so that's all what I'm made of. Instead, I look at it and go like, one of the things that makes me extremely valuable is that society crumbles without me, and he's giving me my accolades and respecting that. It's the same way where this is actually really interesting. There's a video that went viral the past few days. It's a British couple, and you could see she's sitting on a couch and she's secretly filming him. I know you know what I'm talking about. She gave birth 2 days ago, ya baba. 2 days ago. And she's sitting resting. She had a very hard labor or something, but they told her, go rest at home. And he's standing in front of her going like, can you make a pot roast? My parents are coming to visit. And she was like, I've just come home from the hospital 2 days ago. He's like, yeah, you've been sitting on your ass doing nothing. I'm paraphrasing here. Yeah. He might as well have said that. You've just been sitting doing nothing. Right. And I don't get what the big issue is. You can get up and do a pot roast. And she's like, I gave birth 2 days ago. And it's just this back and forth of him saying, oh, so I also help with the kids and I'm also tired. And she's like, no, but I'm meant to rest so I can get up and breastfeed and take care of the children. And you just see him.
That's a man without empathy.
That's a horrible, pathetic excuse of a human.
It's not just lack of empathy, Baba. It's just the lack of compassion. It's just he's not even...
A man without empathy is a devil.
Is a psychopath. Yes, yes. You need to be careful. We didn't talk about this. We talked about narcissism.
And
lack of emotional intelligence. We didn't specify.
And serial killers last time.
Yes.
We didn't
discuss serial killers.
Of course we did. Yes.
No, Baba.
We did. We spoke about it. And I said... What is the first trace?
Oh, women serial killers. Right.
The first trace you would find in a serial killer, man or woman.
Is a lack of empathy. But that is immediately what puts you in a psychopathic category. You're a psycho. So a man who lacks empathy, crazy.
Absolutely.
Psycho. So that dude, based on the video, from what I've seen, I would categorize him as absolute lack of empathy, absolutely mental, deranged, psychotic. And I'm using those words very specifically.
It's not compassion at all at this point. Because I was just remembering the whole thing. He's standing there fighting her.
Amazing how traditionally for 40 days a woman would not touch anything after giving birth. That's the way we were before.
So she's not meant to cook and clean.
Actually, she's meant to be pampered.
Pampered and spoiled. Make the roast.
She's not even supposed to be exposed to current. They will come and give her special massages.
So this is what I was just about to say.
They will perfume her bed. They will feed her. They will select the most expensive ingredients to cook for her.
So this is what I was about to say. It depends on the lens you look at it from. So he looks at, yes, you were made to... bear children and bring life into this world.
But that's an honor.
But it's an honor. And I will then also give you all of the respect, all of the love, all of the attention. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it depends. But that dude in the video, for example, it's, oh, you're just meant to breed kids and breed my legacy and yalla, get up and make a pot roast. So it's the lens, because if they want to say, oh, is that all we're made of? No. But guess what? Real honesty, real truth, it's mainly your biggest job in this world is to breed children and bring them into this world. But the worst thing is if a guy sits there and treats you like absolute trash and lack of empathy and lack of compassion, and that's only what you're made for.
I actually think one of the insanity of our society is allowing women to go work the day of their cycle.
Yeah. Yeah.
Baba, thank you. Please adopt me.
I mean, one day before to one day after, at least.
Yeah.
But we disconnected from the body and the nature and what happens to us.
Yeah, when I usually get my, if I tell him like it's my first day, he'll literally be like, cancel your workouts, cancel your meetings, sit at home. Just like bathe and bask in that this is your feminine glory. Let it do what it needs to do. Rest.
I wouldn't let my assistant drive. I will just sit. I'll drive. I would like, anyway, alhamdulillah.
He's very specific with that. I know, but I think this is something that modern day society, and it's done very much on purpose to disconnect us from everything spiritual and that connects us to the oneness.
The cycle, because we are really connected to there are cycles around, the cycles of one cycles, and it all goes back to nature, and all nature goes back to the creator. And we are supposed to be part of this. Amazing. Just open a watch, and see all of those amazing cycles in it, rotating, just to give you the accuracy of the time. You're just one small, tiny, meeny, weeny.
In the whole mechanism, I agree. Yeah. I agree.
Because if we had made it more evident that, listen, on the first day of our cycle, it may differ from, it varies from women to women, that the amount of pain, the amount of mental subjugation that we go through is, it varies. So we do need to have, we do need to take a break. But because I think we were fighting
I get what you're saying.
Equal place in society, we were like, no, you know what? Let's just, because we go through it every month, we're like, we're used to the pain.
I actually agree. I understand what she's saying. But here's where I'll say feminism destroyed the world. So with feminism, we said equality and we're like, you know what? Periods aren't going to stop us.
Well,
we did it to ourselves.
Yeah.
And then, like I said, it's done on purpose to disconnect us from the oneness. So they were like, oh, they're self-sabotaging. We're going to feed into that. Don't let a man tell you you can't work on your period. You know why? Because don't let a man tell you you're crazy and hormonal because you're on your period. So we had to, you know what? No, I'm not PMSing.
As simple as just look at ads for menstruation pads.
They're in working out. They're literally running and working out. And I'm like,
who? Yoga. I'm like, what painkillers have you taken?
Literally.
I had a fascination with the native cultures of the world at an early age. And one common thing I found is how they treat a woman when she reaches puberty.
Puberty? Yeah.
And how they would treat a woman at that time. Every month, and you would find a common streak of holiness, respect,
yeah,
and bambering. With regardless how basic the culture is, there is a level of bambering which is, and we claim to become more
civilized. We claim that we're the most civilized species or like civilized time in the history of humanity.
I beg to differ.
Absolutely not. How are we civilized?
I beg to differ.
How are we civilized? Because we speak English?
Yeah, because
we can. Because we drive cars?
And we can order.
Deliveroo?
Yeah.
I shouldn't bash on Deliveroo. But because we can order food online, is that why we're civilized? It's insanity. It's madness.